policeman is in critical condition after being shot during a drug raid in Sydney's southwest overnight. Police were searching a Bankstown flat for drugs when it happened. Dozens of riot police descended on the area and residents were ordered to stay indoors. Police are now questioning eight men. MPs are gathering in Canberra for the first time since the election. Some in Labor are demanding the party's National Secretary, Carl Bittar, resign, blaming him for the disastrous campaign. The coalition has labelled the minority government illegitimate. Queensland state government is facing the same fate as its New South Wales counterpart. The latest news poll shows its primary vote has plunged to 29%. Labor's worst performing state, New South Wales, has a 25% primary vote. Victoria's flood threat is easing. Flood waters are slowly receding in Shepparton in Victoria's northeast, but hundreds of homes are still isolated. Emergency workers are keeping an eye on a badly damaged levee holding back the waters at Wangaratta. River levels are likely to remain high with rain forecast for the next couple of days. BP's own investigation into the Gulf of Mexico oil spill exposes a litany of failures. It found a poor cement job in the well allowed oil and gas to escape. It points the finger not just at BP, but also the rig's owner, Transocean, and Halliburton, which was responsible for the cementing.